Hi, Big Fatty.
Wow.
Look at you. Look at you. Oh.
Anything what? New happen?
Nah, nothing to report.
Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. We're going to go with Tuesday, July 19th, 2022.
No, we have to go with Wednesday.
Wednesday, July 20th, 2022, in the gassy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton.
Oh.
I am your host.
Did you say Farton or Parton?
I said Farton. I am okay. Your host, the one, the fat, the only, the infirmed. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I am facing insurmountable medical bills, he cannot get it correct. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is, well, the chauffeur.
Oh!
The Good Samaritan. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Now, some of you probably saw on Twitter that Mr. Vader had an incident and Big Fatty didn't have a show. And you think those two were connected?
Well, they are in a roundabout way,
right? But in fact, Big Fatty not having a show did not have anything to do with Mr. Vader ending up in the hospital.
Even though Mr. Vader did make Big Fatty's show.
Now did you record a Tuesday little show, or did you say
no,
gonna be Wednesday? It's just gonna be Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, y'all, it's been a quiet week here, not much going on. Went up to, y'all, I got the phone call on Friday night from the Hatterino. Well, your father's in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So, y'all, got up on Saturday morning and went up, got in the jalopy, rather.
Oh, okay.
Which I
if you could find it.
Well, it's, what is it called?
Jalopy?
Well, but it... If it is, got in the jalopy, and
what is it? Just out of curiosity, what is it called?
Jalopy.
Okay.
And went up to Lexington Medical Center. Oh, things are not good. Father Hat's medical saga continues. But y'all, I messed up my shoulder, so y'all, I just was not well. So while I was up there, I just treated myself to the facilities, if you will, while they were there. And they said, oh, Mr. Bader, you're fine. You're fine. You've got the bursitis in your shoulder.
Oh, y'all, we're going to call him Bernice. Bernice, right. Bursitis. Yep.
So they gave me a cream.
You know, a medicated salve.
It smells like a medicated salve. I didn't think it smelled at all, but now that I'm home, whew, y'all, it smells like old people.
It smells like Florida. Heaven's waiting room, right?
Right, it does. So spent the weekend there at the hospital with Father Hat. You know, I'm the only one that can get him to do what he needs to do. Because he doesn't listen to the Hatterina.
By the way, anything you had to help him with or anything?
Well, you know, just helping him urinate, helping him, all this. I had to put his pants on a few times. You know, just the fun stuff, just the normal things one does on a Saturday.
Right, you know, normally you're trying to take pants off of people on the Pants Off Express, but, you know.
Well. unfortunately or fortunately, y'all, no pants off express, but y'all, and you know, of course the Hatterina was staying there, and they said, oh, you can just stay at our house, but you have to sleep in our bed. And I was like, no, thank you. And plus they have the dogs that are super weird and don't like me. And so I said, eh. So y'all, I stayed in a hotel next door to the hospitale, and I was fine. My shoulder was still hurting a little bit, but I was fine. Y'all, I had some good food. I had the fatty food. The greasy food. That's where y'all. So Monday morning, got home Sunday. Monday morning, I woke up and y'all, I just didn't feel good. So decided to go to the doctor, and my heart
your
was
shoulder again, right?
Yeah,
buddies?
But my heart was racing. So they did a bunch of tests. They did an EKG, and they did a urinalysis, and they did a sugar diabetes test, and they said, Mr. Vader, you're fine. You're fine.
Except that you're fat.
Yeah, and they said, you know, you need to just take it easy. So, y'all, got home Monday night or Monday afternoon, and actually I ran a few errands, got home, cooked some lunch or dinner, ate dinner, was watching TV, and y'all...
Oh!
It happened. Y'all, I was watching some TV, and all of a sudden, y'all, my heart was racing 170 beats a minute.
Ooh.
So... I went upstairs to the love chamber, well, the Vader family bedroom. It's not a love chamber. And went up there, and y'all, I laid down, and y'all, it just got worse. And I was like, oh, dear God, I'm dying. So, y'all, y'all, I said, I just don't know what to do. So, I said, well, all right, I'm just going to do it. I need to go to the hospital. So called Big Fatty and I said, hi, Big Fatty. And he said, hi. And I said, I know it's nearing your bedtime. Y'all, it's 8 p.m. or close to it. And I said, I know it's nearing your bedtime, but if you're not, are you busy? And he said, well, I'm at the emergency room. What did you need? And I said, well, I needed you to drive me to the emergency room. So y'all, I pulled a Granny / Archer. And,
Lord.
Because, I mean, I have plenty of people who would have driven me to the emergency room, but I didn't want to wait. And I chose Big Fatty, one, because he's reliable and a good friend, but two, he lives 5 minutes away. And will drive like a bat out of hell if you need him to. And so, but y'all?
Unavailable.
I got in the jalopy and drove myself to the emergency room. Y'all, it was chaos. And they registered me and took my blood pressure and my pulse and said, have a seat. And I was like, okay. And y'all, it was packed and people were like, oh, we've been waiting forever. Y'all, they came out, Mr. Vader, do we have a Mr. Vader? Y'all, they took me right back, did all the tests, said, well, we've got some good news for you. And I said, what's that? And they said, you're not having a heart attack.
Oh.
And I said, well, that's good news. And they said, but your pulse is dangerously high. So y'all, they gave me something.
At 180, I would probably, I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah. So they said, do you have the acid reflux? And I said, well, I mean, I bought a bottle of Pepsi in 2018 and I still have about half of it. So I was like, it's not that I don't have it. I just don't suffer from it unless I eat something really stupid. I said, I eat a pretty bland diet and, whatever. And they did a test, a chest x-ray and another EKG and some blood work. And they were like, here, drink this. And I said, what's this? As I drank it. And she's like, it's Maalox. Y'all, I have the acid reflux. Now, in fairness, I have severe acid reflux that has done some damage. And it was seeping into places it should not be seeping. And it was getting to the heart. Which was causing the equivalent of a panic attack, because that's how your body reacts when the acid reflux gets in that area. And so, y'all, they gave me a Voltaren. That's what I'm putting on my shoulder. They gave me not a clonazepam. That's what I got. They gave me the I told you.
I don't know. I was going to have to ask you again.
Let's see. Here's all the talk about why you were in the emergency room. let me go back to Big. Y'all, my friend Big Mama, I texted him and said, I might need you because I don't know if they're going to let me drive home or, you know, whatever. My car, I was like, and my car's full of gas and it's here. Should you need it? Just in case I go to Glory and, you know, whatever. And you've got the key to the house. You're the only one. So just leave it unlocked. Who cares? You know, whatever. And y'all, I don't know. There was a lot of talk of them thinking I was crazy.
Yes. That was a perfect diagnosis too.
Right. Well, I was like, yeah.
So basically the outcome of this is your wallet is skinnier.
Oh, they took the wallet too. Yeah. They
and
just took it.
Basically the diagnosis is you're fat
and gassy
and gassy.
Yeah. So y'all, I have a prescription for the Protonix, which is just like good antacid that I have to take every day. And then, I have the prescription for the, it's like Vicodin, but it's not Vicodin. It's clorazepam. I think
May
is what it is.
Emergency room.
Yeah. So, but they gave me, it was Ativan. They gave me in the emergency room. That's what it was to calm me down and to slow everything down. So
did that help?
It did. It did. Whether it was that or the Maalox, I don't know. But y'all, it was all busy and they came by to get my billing information and everything. And they said, okay, well, you're discharged and your ride can take you home. And I said, okay. And so I walked out and y'all, there was no one watching me. So I just did this. So y'all, I got in the car and drove back home because, you know, there was no one to stop me.
You know, it's a good thing you didn't get pulled over because, you know, you were driving under the influence of Maalox.
Right, right. Yeah. But y'all, I've already gotten the phone call from the pharmacy this morning that my Protonix is ready, which is fine. I think you can even buy that over the counter, but I'll take a prescription if it pays for part of it. And then, of course, I've got to get on the mail order because, you know.
Yes.
Yes. In the coal mine system, you got to get on the mail order drugs.
Is that Protonix spelled with a C or an X?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because
you know, we do have a fat listener or two,
right?
That
right.
The Maalox doesn't work for them either.
Yeah. Well, Miss Mrs. Lala Lauren, you know, is also having the heartburn with her COVID.
Well, she's got the COVID.
She's got the COVID. And honestly, I wasn't feeling great yesterday afternoon. And I assume being in the hospital for 2 days and in a hotel and eating out in the Columbia that I also had the COVID. I just assumed that was the most likely culprit, you know.
Well, right.
But anyway, and I still may. But Mrs. Lala Lauren, you were worried about your rapid heartbeat and the heartburn. Well, the heartburn can cause it if you didn't see my tweet. So take you some Pepcid or some Protonix or something.
Well,
I bet it'll help.
I thought she had the rapid heartbeat because there was no BFO on Tuesday.
There's no BFO on Tuesday. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so y'all, it was quite an experience. I will say that y'all, the emergency room is full up of crazy people late on a Monday. But
now you're missing the most important part of the visit is you have a new doctor.
Yeah, that is I need to do some Facebook stalking of this doctor so I can send y'all a photo. Y'all, so I will say when one is having the heart issues, you don't get a lot of the crazy little nurses and things. You get the doctor. So I think I had five doctors last night.
Oh.
That were attending to me and one nurse. And they were all excellent. But y'all, the main cardiologist who was attending to me, and I've got to go see him for some more tests and things.
I bet you do.
But y'all, he was this delicious, muscly 30s something. Because he was saying something, I was like, well, when you get to be my age, 30-year-old Larry, then we'll talk. But, you know, don't talk to me about the heartburn and eating healthy because it doesn't seem to matter, you know, whatever. But
and what was his diagnosis?
Oh, that I was fat. Yeah.
And eat a hamburger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, look, I know what you're doing. He's like, and I'm sure it works and you lose weight. He was like, but you got to eat something unhealthy from time to time. And I said, I did feel bad. I had a hamburger on Sunday. Yeah. I went to the Rush's. Fabulous food.
What?
Fast. Rush's in Columbia. It's a local chain up there. It's so good. And I did feel fine on Sunday. And it turns out, you know, every now and again, you just need to eat something a little unhealthy. But y'all, he was so hot and muscly. And he was, I would say, Eastern European, maybe Middle Eastern. I don't know. He had dark hair and some dark features, but more Italian. But whatever it was, I don't know. He was just a pile of good. They all were. Y'all, everybody working in there was hot. Even the ladies, they were hot. And I was just like, whew, Lord. It's a good thing I look decent tonight, because my friend Big Mama, y'all, I thought, Big Mama, do you have that friend? And I texted him and I said, look, I'm fine. Before I tell you anything, I'm fine. But I just might need your assistance if you can provide it, so I don't have to Uber home, you know, whatever. Because I didn't want to leave my car there if I didn't have to, but whatever. And y'all, I thought he was going to run up in that emergency room with his curlers in. Like,
oh.
He was ready to go, but I sent him the picture of me. I was getting an IV and some other stuff at that point. Y'all, he sent me the picture.
Had he gotten out of his house coat? And
no,
he
was just going to come as he was.
Okay.
Come as he was.
Oh, okay.
And which everyone else did too. So turns out that's perfectly fine. But I sent him a picture. He said, "Well, honestly, honey, at least your hair looks good while you're in there. I don't know how you're feeling, but you look fabulous." And I was like, "Well, thank you," because. Y'all, if you go to the emergency room, you gotta go planning to not come home that night. You gotta go thinking you might be there for a day or two. So y'all, I packed a bag. I was carrying my bag around with me. I had a phone charger in it. It had a toothbrush. It had.
Well, look at you.
I know.
All while his heart was beating at 180 beats per minute.
Took my contacts out before I went because I, you know, just in case they did have to do a procedure. I didn't want to fall asleep with my contacts in and all that.
Right.
So, and dry my eyes out. So I put my glasses on. Like, I figured I'll take 5 minutes and wash my face and, you know, clean up a little bit and wear a shirt with no buttons on it, or at least only with plastic buttons, so that, well, if there was an x-ray or something, you know.
Ah.
So, like, because the father has been in the hospital enough that we've learned. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared.
Be prepared.
You know what
gotta
else you have
prepared.
To prepare? And you know what else you have to prepare for?
What is that?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where my name is not in the bag this week. Big Fatty's going to give me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell him if they're dead or alive, and the more fun part is why you know them. So,
yes, Gregor Mendel.
Gregor Mendel, he is alive.
And we would know him from?
He was the sports ball player. I think he was the football player, and then later announcer. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Gregor Mendel is dead.
Oh, they died recently.
And I thought I'd choose a medical kind of field thing for us today. He was an Austrian monk and geneticist.
Yes.
And he discovered the laws of heredity.
Oh.
Yeah, he died in 1884. So his unit's a recent death.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me. Edmund Hillary.
Edmund Hillary. Ed has gone on to glory.
Big Ed.
Not big. Ooh, I need to call Big Ed. Speaking of Ed's going to glory. Edmund has gone on to glory. And you would know him because he was an automobile manufacturer. When the first automobiles, like he made the Hillary. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is indeed dead. And Edmund Hillary was the first person to scale Mount Everest.
Oh. I wonder if he had the GERD.
Well, you know. Sally Ann Howes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Sally Ann Howes. Dead. And she was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Howell on the Gilligan's Island.
Not Howell, Howes.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, she was still the daughter of
right.
Mr. and Mrs. Howell on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Sally Ann, she just died last year.
Oh.
And she is best known from appearances in Brigadoon and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty 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 Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We love you.
You know, the world is missing you doing your Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at karaoke.
Do what now?
The world's missing out. You're not doing your Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at Thursday night karaoke anymore.
Well, right. That's because there is no longer any.
Wonder if we can find that video of you singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I think
was there a video?
It. Yep, there was. Okay. I mean, it was taken on probably a BlackBerry, so it's going to be fairly low res.
Do we have time for one more?
We can squeeze one more in.
All right, one more. Natalie Wood.
Oh, Natalie Wood. See, this one always gets me. Natalie Wood
gets him, y'all.
Because when I hear Natalie,
wait a minute, is it going to raise your heart rate?
Probably. It's already up.
Okay.
Natalie Wood always, in my mind, when that name comes up, I always think Natalie from The Facts of Life. Facts of Life.
Yes.
But that is not Natalie Wood.
Oh.
No. Natalie Wood was an actress. She's dead.
Yes.
And I don't remember what she was in, but she was an actress.
Okay. Well, first of all, her real name was Natasha Gurdon.
Oh,
and you know, you've been a GERD.
I've been officially diagnosed with the GERD.
We're going to call you Natasha. Mm-hmm. And she was an American actress, died in 1981.
Dead as a doornail.
Gypsy and West Side Story. She is the subject of a joke, What Kind of Wood Doesn't Float? Natalie Wood, because she was allegedly pushed overboard from the boat by Robert Wagner. You know, it's the big controversy.
Mm.
So, anyway.
I didn't remember that. That was before my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Is that Hortensia on her way?
No, that's the nip.
Oh, Lord. Do we need a nip update? Is there a nip update?
He's alive.
Okay.
He too... had a diagnosis of stomach acid, an overproduction of stomach acid, and brought on by stress and anxiety.
The thing is, I have a job that produces a lot of stress. The NIP is retired, so you know he needs
gives him plenty of time to worry about everything under the face of the earth.
That's true. So, y'all, my GERD is still, it is still there this morning. We're having a little bit of
Because,
see, I don't have the Protonics yet, so I just took a Pepcid this morning.
Mm.
And I'm guessing I'm going to need something stronger, which is why I'm taking 40 milligrams of the Protonics, which sounds like a lot.
Did you pick up a little shot glass of Maalox also?
No.
Because, you know, put a little Maalox on some crushed ice. Oh. It's the perfect
I'm gonna say
drink.
It wasn't the worst thing last night, other than it got kind of in my mustache.
It looked like you were walking around doing a Got Milk?
Basically. Because it was out of this little pill cup thing, and it was hard to drink from, and it had a like plastic lid on it, or foil lid, but yeah.
Yeah. So, in other words, you're now the poster child for... Got Maalox.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. They did tell me I need to get some Tums too, and just eat them as I see fit. Eat them like candy. And I said, okay. Well,
Tums for the tummy.
Doesn't sound
better.
Good.
Get the extra large size.
Right. Well, my mother suggested
based on the tummy.
My mother suggested the gummy ones. So, she said they're much better. So there you go. Yeah. And y'all, if you're wondering, we're not talking about the nip just because it's not my business to talk about the nip. So that's why we're not talking about the nip and whatever Big Fatty.
Well, I hear about him on my show.
Well, I didn't know how much you said.
You know, this is whatever. Hey, we've got a little show coming up for Pride 48, don't we?
Breaking news. Breaking, but news. July 31st at 5 p.m. We are going to be broadcasting live at pride48.com. We're going to do a live show, y'all. It's going to be 1 hour long.
But you know what else? What?
It's going to be an hour long, so we're going to need content.
Oh.
So.
Well, we've never had it before.
More breaking news. Y'all, we have a voice letter number. So
get out your pencils.
It's on the LFC.online as well. It's in the show notes for this episode. You can call us and leave a message at 843-580-2178. That's 843-580-2178. Yep. So yeah, if you want to
spell anything.
No, it's y'all. It's hard to get. I mean, I could have gotten a number anywhere, but I just decided we'd get a local number. Just appropriate. So it's a Folly Beach number, but y'all, neither one of us lives on Folly Beach. Not anywhere near it, in fact. But yeah, I was trying to get one similar to Pulse Ultra Club's number because I just thought that would be really funny. But anyway, I just gave up. And so, yeah, give us a call and leave a message for the July 31st show because, y'all, we need the content. So
Is that going to be the fat line?
That is. We need to, by the way, we need to record an outgoing message for it. Right now, it's just a generic Google Voice.
Well, let's do it right now.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do it. Okay.
Just go ahead. All right, you ready?
Yep. Well, hello, everyone. It's the fat person. Well, it's the fat people.
Right.
And we'd like for you to leave us a little message.
Or a fat message.
Yeah, actually, we prefer fat messages. Unless you're the shy Yeti, it can't be that long. It can't be that long. It's got to be a little bit shorter than that. So you got to keep it under 3 minutes.
What about a reading from the Book of Bacon? Can they do that?
Absolutely. Okay. So leave us a message. Leave us a reading. Leave us messages for other people. Whatever you'd like to do.
Lovely. That's never been done.
Nope. Never in the history of podcasting.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
So just leave a message and we'll play it on the little show.
Hang on a second. I think I've got explosive diarrhea.
Y'all, he really does have the explosive diarrhea. He's had to walk away. It was so bad. He didn't even wipe. Oh. Now, yes. Poor Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty indeed.
Oh, I feel like there was a lot of other things that were going to be on my list, but y'all, the medical maladies really took over this week, and I apologize.
You gotta look, we gotta keep the breaking news on the front burner.
Yeah, right. So y'all, I went to the doctor in the last 3 days 3 times, 2 of which were trips to the emergency room. Can you imagine what bills I'm about to get in the mail?
Well, since you don't really check your mail.
I check my mail. Yeah. They haven't even billed the insurance yet, though. So that's what I'm watching. You know, you got to watch it and see what they bill.
Got to keep an eye on them. Yeah, that's how they get you is when you're not watching.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
And I'm just watching the time. I'm like, did I break it? Is it not moving? Because we really need that. Y'all, I've been off work because of all of this, so that's been lovely.
Did they notice?
I texted the head coal miner, the orange hat, and he said, oh, take as much time as you need. Don't worry about us. And I was like,
even when you are there, you don't worry about them, right?
Right.
now, I know, do you hate going to the doctor?
I'm terrified of going to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't mind going to the doctor. But I know there are some people that, you know, unless it is bleeding and hanging by a thread, they're not going to go to the doctor. And, you know, because it raises their heart rate and you know, it's just, it's anxiety beyond belief. Do you know anyone like that?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I can't think of
about, how about, well, never mind.